Welcome back to Willis Ness. If you don't know, we review Super Nintendo games, but we don't get to choose the Super Nintendo game. We let a randomizer will choose that for us, and sometimes it draws some really awesome games. Sometimes it draws us some pretty poor games.
Yeah.
We may have already think that we might have played the worst, if not one of the worst games on the system. So
close.
That was fun. I hope it's the worst.
And
we've played maybe arguably what some people would have as number one so far on this list.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be number one for me, but I could understand why it would be. As we come back, we're starting Season 6, Episode 3, Josh. And that is...
63.
So we're in a little... We have a different style podcast today just because of the game we draw. The game that was drawn was Kirby Superstars, 8 games in 1.
Yep.
So to make this a little easier instead of trying to put this into an hour and a half or 2 hour podcast, we're going to do a part 1 and part 2. So this will be episode 63, part 1. I'm not exactly sure. I know we're going to do 3 of the games in this. And, of course, we always do price charting, speed runs, fun facts, reviews. So we'll probably pull a couple of those. I figure we might do fun facts.
Yeah.
Maybe even a speed run. I don't know. We'll just see where we're at on time. And I think we can squeeze this into 2 smaller episodes or 2, slightly above average episodes.
Yep.
So have you ever played Kirby Superstar before this, Josh?
Negative.
Now, I will tell you this. This is a dirty secret that I've got. I think, a Kirby on every Nintendo system that I've owned. I've got a complete in-box Kirby's Dream Land for Game Boy. It's Game Boy, not Game Boy Color. I've got it for Switch. I got it Super Nintendo. I've never played it. Well, I've played one Kirby game. And I don't think it's probably the least Kirby game. I played Kirby's Dream Course, which is almost like a Kirby golf game.
Yeah.
But Kirby is the ball. And I enjoyed it, but I've never played a bona fide Kirby game.
Okay.
I'd say it's past my time, but I think Kirby, by the time it came out on Nintendo, I was out of the mindset of it, and I would have never played it on the Super Nintendo. I'd never even want to play Dream Course if I did not trade... somebody. I remember trading somebody in high school for a Super Nintendo with that game.
Yeah.
I think it was like my sophomore year of high school. But with all that being said, I'm pretty much an infant as far as Kirby, so there's things that are strange to me throughout this podcast that you're probably going to have to bring to light or say, oh yeah, that's just a Kirby thing.
Okay.
Because I definitely had no idea what the hell to expect with Kirby.
Not going to lie. I am not very vast in Kirby. I have played several games with the little pink fuck floating around. But that's about it.
I like that little pink fuck. All right. Well, before we go any farther, you want me to read the back of the box, and maybe that shines some knowledge onto my curiosity of Kirby.
Yeah.
All right. There's a lot here, so... Power up for 8 action-packed battles and adventures. Dreamland's under siege again. Our hero, Kirby, returns to instigate a rescue. That's strange, to instigate a rescue.
Yeah.
King Dedede, is that how you say it? Dedede!
King Dedede.
King Dedede is snatching up Dreamland's food supply, but he's not the only one. Dynablade, Meta Knight, and a slew of other evil baddies are on the loose, wreaking havoc throughout the land. Use any of Kirby's amazing powers to create a helper to assist you in battle, or have a friend join you for some two-player action by taking control of Kirby's helper. Help Kirby work through 8 challenging games filled with action and adventure. Enter the fray in Spring Breeze. Enter a foot race against King Dedede in Gourmet Race. Tackle a Winged Warrior in Dynablade. Hone your reaction skills in Megatron Punch and Samurai Kirby. Then battle your way through the Great Cove Offensive. I thought it was Cave, so I must have messed up. It says Great COVID Offensive, Revenge of Meta Knight, and Milky Way Wishes. Each game is different, and some extra special surprises are in store for you. Then it goes down to a couple of bullet points. It says includes 8 action-packed games and special surprises. 2-player actions possible when you activate Kirby's Helper feature. Huge 32-meg game. Provides excellent entertainment value for Kirby fans of all ages, and battery backup saves your progress and best scores. So, there's that. So, 8 Kirby games. Now, I'm going to be, well, I guess I'll save that for we get a little bit farther into it. This was released in September 1996 in the USA.
Okay.
You know, it was a few months before in Japan. It was a few months after in the Power regions. So even though this was released on the Super Nintendo, it did eventually get releases. I call it the eShop. I don't know what you call Nintendo's online. I guess you'd call it the Wii and the Wii U virtual consoles.
It's the eShop.
You could buy it on there. Switch Online brought it in December of 2019, and they actually did an enhanced remake of this in 2008 and 2009 for the 3DS, or the DS. I don't know if it was 3DS or just the DS, and it was called Superstar Ultra, and I think they added a few more games into it. And just kind of a fun fact on that as a little tip is the one that they released for the DS sold just shy of 3 million copies.
Oh, wow.
So, Kirby's definitely loved. The only thing I could have probably told you about Kirby, it was the damn developer. So, you know, it was produced by Nintendo. Mm-hmm. You know, so you got that Nintendo seal of approval. So there's a couple of things, not saying that Nintendo can't miss, but it's kind of like a Capcom game and stuff. You're probably going to have good music. You're going to have good graphics.
Yep.
So, you know, whether the game's for you or not, at least you can. And that was growing up. My folks, if they bought a game, they're like, we're buying a Nintendo game for you. Like, we're going to buy you Mario Brothers. We're going to buy you Zelda. And I think just because the likelihood of getting a stinker out of those is
very slim.
Yeah, very slim very compared slim. To the other developers. Now, I could have told you that I wouldn't have been able to tell you off the top of my head, but I would have got to it, that HAL Laboratory is the people who made Kirby. And I guess they are the Kirby folks, the pink fucker folks. So here's some other stuff that HAL has done. And you're going to... I was kind of surprised because I didn't think they did all of this. So on the original NES, they did golf, pinball, balloon fight, which some of that's pretty basic stuff. Vegas Dream. Adventures of Lolo was always a good one. So then they start ramping up the difficulty here. In Super Nintendo, they did SimCity 2000, a little game that goes by the name of Earthbound.
Okay.
Which, if you think about it, them Earthbound characters kind of look a little round in the faces. They kind of like a little Kirby-ish, you know?
Yep.
Then they got up in the 64 area and DS. They did Super Smash Brothers.
Yep, great game.
They did Pokemon Snap, Super Smash Melee. I think they kind of got off Super Smash after Melee, and they did like Pokemon Ranger. So they had some Pokemon ties in there, too.
Pokemon Rangers was okay.
So, but I'm like, okay, well, I guess if, you know, and there were other games, that, especially stuff that was maybe straight to Japan and stuff, but essentially it's one of those... developers that if they pick a game up, it's, or you know, they, if they're the one that's doing the game, it's probably going to turn out okay. They know what they're doing. I ain't saying once again that they don't miss, but they know what they're doing.
Yep, I get it. Like I said,
so
Smash Bros. Was a good game.
So it's packaged stating that there's 8 games, and I think there's actually 7 what you would consider full games, and 2 mini games. I guess I'm going to kind of just briefly state what these games are.
For shocker, this may be a two-parter.
No, this is definitely going to... I mean, we can try it, but I'd say it's going to be easier to do as a two-parter.
Yeah.
So you had Spring Breeze.
Yep.
Which is basically like a normal Kirby game. We'll just kind of preface it like that. You had Dynablade. That's kind of like a normal Kirby game. Gourmet Race, which is... like a speed running game, I guess you would call it. It's
Subway Surfers.
Okay. Subway Surfer game. You got the Great Cave. Is this Cave or Cove Offensive? I swear it's Cave Offensive. And on the back of that box, it said Cove Events.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I think it's the Great Cave Offensive. Because I was in some damn caves. I wasn't in no damn coves. I think there's a typo on the back of the box. Okay, I got to go back. Let me make sure that my dumbass didn't read it wrong.
The Great Cove.
It's the Great Cove? No. Offensive? Shut up.
No, I don't think it is. I'm looking it up right now.
I believe that is a typo on the back of the box. Because the whole time I was playing that, it was a damn cave.
Let's see here. Yeah. No, no, no. Oh, okay. Okay. List of games. Okay. Nope. That's not it. It just tells me the game. Fuck it, Wikipedia.
Well, as you're looking this up, the Great Cave / Cove Adventures is a little different. It's
the Great Cave.
It says
offensive. Not even adventures.
It says it's right here. It says the Great Cove Offensive.
Yep. Nope. It says the Great Cave.
That's, I thought I was just a dumbass when I read that. So the Great Cave Offensive is a little bit different. It's kind of like a Kirby game, but instead of playing like per se a level, you're like trying to gather 60 different chests. So it's kind of weird compared to the other Kirby games. You got Revenge of the Meta Knight. That's kind of like Kirby. A traditional Kirby game with a twist.
Yeah.
Milky Way Wishes, same thing. It's kind of a platform in Kirby. And then you get to the arena, which is kind of a cool aspect. It's you're playing bosses with one life and basically seeing if you can beat all the bosses, see how far you can get, which is kind of cool. And then you got two mini games called Samurai Kirby, which is a, I guess you would call it, it's a reaction game.
Yep.
I don't know what you really call it. It's a first-person push-a-damn-button game is what it is. And then you've got Megaton Punch, and it's kind of similar. They're both essentially what I would consider like a Mario Party game or a WarioWare type game.
Yeah.
And so you've got all these games packaged up in this. And let me get my main screen pulled back up here. So what we're going to do is we're going to pick three or four of these, and then we're going to run down each of these games and review them independently, which I feel like some of the games in here aren't very big, so maybe we get through this quicker than we expect. Other than that, I don't know that... You know, I would feel to say that the plot of every damn Kirby is King Dedede or somebody's stealing the damn food, and Kirby's a little fat fuck that wants to eat all the damn time.
Yep.
And so you're basically just killing enemies. I mean, I feel like it's kind of a weak storyline, but that's essentially from every Kirby that I played here. That was the deal. Somebody's taking the food, or they're destroying the forest, or something like that. Let's go eat food and just jump in platform. So I don't think there's really a whole lot more of that than to, you know, get Dynablade or King Dedede or whatever and kill them. So, in all these games, I guess there ain't really, I guess what I'm getting at is there's not much of a plot into these. So.
Yeah.
But anyways, is there anything starting up Kirby here that I've missed, Josh? I guess this is what was new to me. I know Kirby tries to suck off the enemies. and he's like a marshmallow, kind of.
Pretty much.
So this was completely weird to me. And so you can eat an enemy kind of Yoshi style, but instead of a tongue, you're sucking them off.
Not that sucking the power off of them.
And then you, like, spit them out. You platform. I don't know. The whole aspect of Kirby, even now, is completely fucking strange to me. So, anyways, is there anything that you have to put with Kirby? Because, I'm ignorant as far as the pink fucker.
No, I don't got much for you on that. I mean, Kirby is fun. He is a little pink fuck that likes to suck off enemies.
Nope.
That's about all he does. He's one of the, I guess, Nintendo's star childs, I guess is the best way to put it.
I agree.
Because, like, so you're thinking Star Child, like, you know, their big brand, you know, like their former onset and everything like that. But honestly, Star Child also in Nintendo means different things. That's why Mario is who he is. Peach, Bowser, they're technically called Star Children because they can harness the power of the stars.
Well, and he is technically a superstar for Nintendo, and the way I kind of grade that in my mind is, you know, you raised your whole life to, you know, not go to violence and not to kill anybody. And it's like, Nintendo has certain characters such as Mario and Donkey Kong and Kirby that you're okay with them killing enemies and you feel good about it. Yep. So it's like, it's justified.
It is justified.
Like, so even though there's not blood or anything, it's like, even though you're being attacked, the whole purpose is Kirby, to me, is to kill everybody and save your fucking world. So, like, you
gotta,
if you're okay with making them...
You gotta suck them off.
That kill death by suck off.
Yeah.
So, that's the way I look at it, is if Nintendo makes it okay for you to kill enemies, you're probably good. Because when you think about it, I mean, even like Star Fox, you're just shooting robots and shit like that.
Just shooting robots.
All right, so the first game that we're going to review out of all these, Josh, what do you want to do? Did we say it was going to be Spring Breeze?
Spring Breeze.
Which, so...
Because it was number one in the list.
I got to double back around. I thought we were playing every Kirby game that had ever been made. That's what blew my mind, that there was 8 Kirby games. That's not the fucking case.
No.
Like, some of these are some made-up-ass Kirby games. Yep. And I don't know how I feel about that.
This is not Mario All-Stars.
Part 2... When we start talking about, I have a little bit of an issue with this. But Spring Breeze is based off of one of the video games.
One of the Kirby video games.
So I've seen it's basically a remake of Kirby's Dream Land, and some of the boss battles were cut. But also seeing that this was the remake of Kirby Dream Land on Game Boy, and to be honest, as I'm playing it, it kind of has a Game Boy vibe, and that, ironically, is the Game Boy game that I have complete in box in there, the Kirby
game. Yep.
So, the plot of this is, so this is like the first bona fide Kirby game I've ever played, and so it kind of gives you a synopsis when you load in the game, and it says, all the food from Dream Land has been stolen. And that is basically it. King Dedede has stolen all the damn food. And then you got to go to it. Now, mind you, if you tell me this is a Game Boy game, that's a good enough to me. You know, I mean, shit. I mean, I could show you the back of this damn Game Boy box. And without the color, now this wasn't Game Boy color, it looks like this damn game.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay, I'm okay with this. Like, you basically souped up an old Game Boy game. So, I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm just going to jump into... I'm just going to do all my make it and break it at once. I don't think I can denote which is make it and which is break it. I guess you know, like I say, this episode's going to be a little different because we don't know what the hell we're doing on a two-parter.
Yeah.
So, I think what we're going to do, we're just going to talk about the game, and in part two, we're going to do Make It and Break It for the whole collection.
For the whole collection. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that.
Because,
you air your positives and grievances first.
It's pretty simple.
It is.
So, as somebody like me, and this is a positive on the whole collection, is any game that you click on here... is it asks you, hey, have you played this game before? And it gives you a quick tutorial. So if you don't know what you're doing, and they dumb it down pretty good. I feel like if this is your 6-year-old kid, they're going to figure it out. It'd probably be way better that you than Kirby, at Kirby than you. So they
6-year-old for Kirby, probably not. Now, 6-year-old on Mega Man, absolutely.
So, yeah, so it gives you a quick... go. Now, in my opinion, after I watched the first Kirby, and I didn't make it through the whole tutorial because the tutorial was slow, but I'm like, hey, I got the whole idea of Kirby.
Let's just speed this up.
So, but I did like that the gameplay itself is simple.
Yeah.
Like, the controls, I guess we'll hit, the controls are good, they're pretty crisp.
Very easy.
Across all the Kirby games, even some of these weird ones in here, the actual games that are kind of like legit Kirby games, is the same damn thing.
Yep.
And now, it's a little repetitive, but, you know, you're damn sucking enemies off, and you're damn...
You're sucking off their power.
Yes. And so, like, if you've played one Kirby game, you know how to play, like, 6 of the damn 8 of these games right here.
The only thing I did not like about Kirby and the controls... is the double tap to dash.
Yeah, that was weird. Gourmet Race is where that came into effect with me. I didn't really dash a whole lot in Kirby.
No, you take it slow.
So, I will say, you know, one thing that I'm going to say on probably every one of these games is, you know, it's a Nintendo, you know, franchise, HAL Laboratories. The music is pretty damn good. And I feel like
it's solid.
It's probably so good that I might have even been able to guess it with that. If you played one and I said, I could probably guess it was a Kirby Dream Land music without ever playing Kirby Dream Land
before. Just because of the way...
But Kirby definitely has its own sound, which I give it props to, whether you love or hate Kirby. That I don't think... I think from now on, when I hear the damn music, I will know... Like, it's fucking Kirby music. Yep. It's the same as damn hearing Mario's voice. Or
the little coin click.
Or the,
the death sound in Mega Man.
Yeah, so it's very iconic, even though there's more than one track. I do have in here, too.
You can't even read your own handwriting.
No. So I left my laptop. I normally have it sitting there as I'm playing.
Yeah.
So I had it on charge, so I was writing it down. And I'm like, this is a horrible idea.
You had to go old school.
I did like when going in between the stages. Like, so one thing I didn't notice in the game that was kind of funny is when Kirby's like just kind of flying around or like flopping. It's kind of funny. Like, you look down, he just kind of looks like a damn marshmallow falling down. And so that was pleasant, and I did like the in-between the stages. Like, when it go, like, stage two, it'd have, like, Kirby doing something kind of goofy.
Yeah.
I mean, it was fun. And I'm like, so it was to the point, it wasn't, like, anything like where I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to have to get on, like, YouTube and see all the cutscenes of what he's doing. Yeah. But it was like, hey, it's the end of the level. I wonder what that little fucker's doing. Yeah, like, I was sitting there.
I wonder what stupid shit he's up to now.
So I'm guessing that's the essential... Here's our load screen.
Yeah.
Let's give them a little something to look at, you know. And that part was kind of good.
I liked it.
And I will say, overall, even though I don't really know what the fuck Kirby... What is fucking Kirby?
Look, you don't ask questions.
Okay. Because I don't really know what the fuck he is.
He's... Again, he's a star child. So, I don't exactly know what that means 100%.
But you can't help but kind of like the fucker, you know?
Yeah.
I mean... So, this was the part that was really weird to me. I do have wrote down, it's very strange sucking enemies off and then enslaving them. So, I don't understand that. Has that been like that in every Kirby game, or did they just put this in here for the Kirby Plus 8 game?
No, this is always in Kirby.
Okay.
Kirby always had the ability to suck off people.
Okay.
Now, granted, the newer Kirby games, I don't think you enslave them. I think you just hate their power.
Okay, because...
Or you shoot them out as a storm.
Now, and we'll come back to some of the power stuff, because I did have a little bit of issue, but it's probably my own dumbass not ever being Kirby ignorant. But, you know, I did like that, at least in this game, because like I said, I didn't know if it was just this game or overall, that if you had your brother or sister, they could play as the damn helper.
Yeah.
That's pretty damn cool.
That is really neat. I did like that.
I did find it, for me, a part that was tough to get past was sucking an enemy off and then, like, spitting the star out. I'm kind of used to that, like Yoshi. You know, you spit the turtle shell out or whatever it is.
Yep.
It was weird doing the enslaving thing.
Using them as a helper?
Yes. And then it was weird for me trying to get that helper gone, or getting rid of that power to get a different one.
Yeah.
That was strange to me. I did not like that aspect. Yeah. But, of course, you know, I've got damn adult sausage fingers here, and my shit don't work right like when I was damn 16 or 14.
Yeah.
So, that part was kind of a turnoff in the game for me. But, I did enjoy that. I felt like, hey, this is Kirby's Dream Land on the damn Game Boy from the looks of it. And I did feel the game was kind of short, but if it's based off the damn Game Boy game, I ain't mad at that. It's probably as long as the damn Game Boy game. And just so you know, I'm going to go ahead and spoiler alert, whether we do it this week or next week, the fucking speedruns are ridiculous.
I bet they are.
Because I'm like, how in the hell are they going to do speedruns? This is going to be like a six-hour speedrun. They just do it as two things, as beating the game and 100%ing the game.
Okay.
Which at the start of all this Kirby, and we'll go into that in the overview next week, is you do have a percentage meter, which I do enjoy the shit out of.
That is in
the positives, but Spring Breeze in general, I mean, as I play it, and I don't really have it, I felt like it was kind of easy, not real enthralling to me. But I kind of have a feeling from the rest of the games that I've played that that's just Kirby.
Yeah.
So,
Kirby's not meant to be extremely difficult. It's supposed to be fun and enjoyable.
I feel like this, and I could be completely off base because I've been wrong before.
Really?
Just a few times. I feel like if your kid's not got enough... Now, I ain't going to say that there ain't some good platforming shit in here, but I feel like if your kid's not, like, coordinated or old enough for your Marios and shit, you give them a Kirby.
Yeah.
I feel like Kirby's, like, a nerfed-down version of one of those games.
Yeah.
And I might piss somebody off with that, but I kind of got the idea that, hey, Kirby is just kind of a chill game.
Kirby is a chill game. It does feel like it's way more for the younger group out there. Now, my thing is this. I got my little notebook here.
Okay.
The only thing I didn't like about...
Your notebook says Reach for the Stars. Yeah, I know. And it's got...
My store manager gave it to me before she left.
Well, you're actually the guy's a star child.
He is.
So it's fitting, even though that is gay as shit.
It is 100% gay as shit. Now, here's my biggest problems with Spring Breeze.
Okay.
It's too short.
Yeah. And then once again, I'll defend it if it's based off a fucking Game Boy game.
Yeah. But it was fun.
Yeah, it was okay.
It was entertaining. The controls were pretty crisp for me. They weren't a problem or anything like that because I play on an emulator. And then... So, my exact words is, one of the things about the little pink bastard is he can suck off people's power and use them for himself. Which is true. And, honestly, also, I didn't mind the sprites. I thought the sprites were pretty decent. You said the music. Of course, it's a Nintendo game, so music always is going to be fire. Now, you said you were going to get into the powers a little bit.
Uh-huh.
I want to go ahead and jump into it.
Okay.
The Umbrella... Power fuck is the worst fucking power up in the game.
Okay, I used it for quite a bit.
No, it's the worst.
Yeah, which is the best? I like, for some reason, I like Kirby with his damn homeboy hat on and that sword.
The homeboy.
I like that.
Yeah, the sword's not bad.
And then that one dude that says
the slicer.
That's pretty good too.
Yeah,
and I feel like it has to make that sound.
Yeah, I do not like the Umbrella fuck. He was annoying, and I also. I was more of a fan of the Kirby sword or the slicer, the dude who threw the little bladed boomerangs. Okay. Those were always the best. The magician's not bad.
The magician, that's the one I used quite a bit.
Yeah, the magician's
but
not bad.
It was such a pain in the ass for me to damn change between them. I just fucking, like, I'm just going to roll with it.
Yeah, so normally what I do is the first enemy that has a power up becomes my helper. And then from there on out, whatever I grab is what I use.
Now, I will say one thing, about the Kirby games in general, too, that I did like. One thing I didn't like is I kind of got bored with the enemies.
They repeat.
And that's across all the Kirby
games. Yeah, they wash and repeat.
When we come into Dinoblade, I'm going to have a lot of the same shit that I loved and I hated, because to me it's just like another stage of fucking Kirby.
Yep.
But the one thing I did enjoy across all the Kirbys is a boss battle felt like a fucking boss battle.
Yeah, it did.
So, I mean, even as goofy as fighting the damn tree, I think that's on Spring Breeze, is the tree. You know, hey, at least you know, and that's on some goofy-ass Nintendo boss shit. And I'm okay with that.
I don't do.
I don't like it when you're in the middle of a stage and you got a boss battle, like in some of the games that we played, or when you get to the end and you're like, is this a boss battle? Like, you should know it's a fucking boss battle. Like, kind of like the Mickey and Minnie's and stuff. You know it's a fucking
boss battle. Yeah, you know it's a boss battle. Mega Man, you know that's a boss battle.
And so there were very defined boss battles. And one thing I did kind of like, too, across all the Kirby games is having the doors that are raised. So, it made you use the little Kirby float.
Yeah.
So, you know, because...
The puff.
Yeah.
The other thing is, like I said, it's a short game. And it felt like, to me, as I was playing it and I was starting to get good at it, the game was over.
Yes.
Like, it felt like by the time I was actually putting the work in and starting to learn the game a lot, figuring out everything, using the powers, which powers were the best for my type of gameplay, who's my best helper and everything like that, it literally ended the game, and that really annoyed me. Like, I figured that it should have been a little bit longer, but like I said, it's based off the Game Boy game.
Now, I don't have a whole lot more. My thoughts on Spring Breeze was, you're right, that's the first game by default that it really kind of set you on, even though you could pick. And I played it, and I'm like, this is okay.
Yeah.
So I'm like, this is a good start. So the next Kirby game is going to have to be ramped up a little bit more. Now, in my opinion, the Kirby game, another complaint is the game isn't exactly fast-paced.
No. No, you play at your pace.
Yeah, like say, you know, he basically floats around, which is fine, but like, I was just like, okay, this is one of the first games. The second and third games, as it goes, it's going to get a little quicker, a little more intricate. Now, my fault with this across the rest of these games is it really didn't, in my opinion. Nope. It stayed the same pace, was kind of boring to me. But
and then also the thing, I don't know if it had it or not. I can't remember. But, you know, in Mario, you had a timer up in the top corner. That was like 300 seconds.
Yeah, something like that.
I don't think Kirby has that. So that for you, what you didn't feel rushed. You felt like you could play this game at your pace, go as slow as you needed.
Well, and one good thing that Spring Breeze did is, if you're talking about playing a Kirby game and it's based off either the Nintendo or the Game Boy game, they did it better. Like, I'm not going to tell you to go back and play the Game Boy game, because the colors are great. The gameplay is pretty good. I definitely feel that this is a better game playing it in this collection than going and playing it independently. So, even though I've got this on the Game Boy, there's no need for me to ever want to fire it up on the Game Boy, because this is a better version of it. So, I don't know. As an introduction to Kirby, I feel like Spring Breeze is good enough. You get your taste of it. If you play Spring Breeze and you don't like Kirby, then Kirby ain't for you. And I thought it was okay. But yeah, that's the best version of that, of Kirby's Dream Land, or the Game Boy game or NES game that you're going to play, I feel like, is there. It's a good introduction.
It is, and I agree with you. Like, if you don't know who Kirby is, this is the best introduction. If you do not like this game at all, you are going to hate every Kirby game, probably. Because they all play about the same to me.
Alright, so
I may be a little weird. I may be off on that because, again, I haven't played all of the little side games. So they may be a little different.
Alright. So the next one on the list, what do we got? Is it Dynablade?
It's either that or the Food Dash bullshit. All right,
which one you want? You want to do Dynablade or Gourmet Race?
Do we want to do a sandwich? Because for me, Spring Breeze and Dynablade were sort of the same-ish. Okay. This was different.
Okay, yeah, we go to Gourmet Race.
All right, first off.
Hang on. Let me give a little background on what Gourmet Race is. So, it's they consider it a racing game. And Kirby and King Dedede basically are trying to get through the level as fast as possible and eat as much food as possible. It goes across three levels of varying length. Whoever ends the most points, which is figured in by your score and the food that you eat, wins. There is also a speed run.
Yeah.
So you can play it with nobody else. Where I guess the original game mode is you play it with King Dedede, and the time attack mode is just you going against your own time, and once you turn in a time, you're running against your ghost. So it's kind of like Mario Kart time trial to me is what I get it as. So I don't know that there's really much of a fucking story to this one, other than you got to try to get through there and eat more than King Dedede. So that's the background on what this game is, and it is side-scrolling, and it is not a normal Kirby game. You are not facing enemies. All you're doing is you're running through a stage. You do your general Kirby shit where you float around.
Suck off enemies.
You're not sucking off enemies. You're jumping through.
But you still have the ability.
Yes, and so you're just trying to get from point A to point B, and it's not all completely left or right. There's some up and down and left and doubling back. It actually looks like a really cool game if you've never seen it before. And so it's just a point A to point B who can get there the quickest and eat the most food. So you already got it on your heart. You take it away, Josh.
It's a cool concept.
I agree.
I appreciate the concept.
Well, before you start, I'm going to say this is my first one that I think will tee you up. It seems fun, but it isn't.
Yeah, this game is fucking bullshit.
Like,
no matter what you do, King Dedede is always faster. It is so hard to fucking beat this game.
Well,
I hated this game with a fucking passion.
I think so if you want to talk about short games, this game is super short.
It is super short.
I think I won it on my third go.
Look.
And
you've done way better than me.
I kicked the shit out of this game, but weird is an understatement. Like, I've got it marked as weird. That is a fucking understatement. Like, this was probably the game out of the collection after reading the games. This is the one I thought I would probably like the most, and it is not the case. I guess, you give it props because it's... I'm talking about Kirby being slow. This is a fast-paced game. Now, I think it is fast-paced in the wrong way because there's a lot of shit that... I mean, the graphics... And I'm going to say this on every Kirby game. The graphics and the music is good. It gets the point
again,
across.
Nintendo.
Yes.
Graphics, music, perfect.
You're not going to say they cheaped out on some of them aspects. Them are always going to be there for it. But, I don't know. I felt like I couldn't enjoy the ambience of Kirby. Now, I'm sitting here bitching at 1 minute about it being kind of slow and easy. This game isn't necessarily easy. I mean, it is once you kind of figure out where you're going to go. But, I felt like you can't really take in what the hell you're doing at any point of it. So it's like you could have just given me blank stages, or just gave me Mario stages with no fruit.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It was weird. It would have been like, to me, it would have been like you speedrunning like Mario level 2-1. Like, you're not paying attention to any of the enemies. You're not like hitting any of the damn walls trying to find a power. You're just trying to.
True. Yeah. You're just running.
That's essentially what that game is.
Yeah.
King Dedede.
It's like a shittier version of Sonic.
So King Dedede is fast as fuck. Not average Sonic. weird. Now, there were times that I fell behind and I could still catch up, but like, I couldn't really focus on what the fuck I was doing at any point. Like, the game starts and you're fucking going. That's where I really realized where the damn sprint button was, because I used the shit out of it. So here's my real fucking problem. So I play like the first checkpoint, and I get there first, but he's ate more food. And I'm like, okay, so like, am I dead? No, you go to the second level. Well, I would consider it says checkpoint reach. To me, you're into level 2.
Yep, you go straight to level 2.
So then I get to level 2, and I beat him, or maybe he beat, I can't remember. I died, I feel like, in the second checkpoint. So I'm like, okay, so I kind of get my bearings on what I'm doing. I get ahead of D to D, and I damn get ice cream and cotton candy, whatever shit he eats. And because I can't really see what I'm eating, I'm just fucking trying to jump.
You eat everything.
And my God, hey, what's one thing that you like with Kirby? He kind of jumps up and floats around. You better not get your ass in the fucking air, because he's going to damn run the shit out of you.
You are a pink little fuck that eats and sucks off everything.
Yes, so you've got to like keep your damn low to the ground. You damn got to hammer your ass out. So I get through the first stage and I smoke Dedede. I'm like, okay.
Okay, see, I smoke King Dedede in level 1 too. First stage. Not a problem.
So then we get to the second stage, and I beat him, but I think he might have ate more fruit than me, food. But I'd ate way more food the first go around.
See, nope, he just fucked my world up from there on out.
So then I get to the third stage, and I just, fuck, I've got it by then. By third stage, I'm locked in. I fucked this dude up. And I'm like, okay, well, it's going to get tougher. And then it's like, game over. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, 3 checkpoints.
And it was game.
And that was it. And I'm like, what the fuck is this?
It's the mini game.
Well, this is to me. I'm like, is this a real fucking game? Because I'm like, this can't be a goddamn Kirby game. Because if somebody paid for this shit, they'd have lost their goddamn mind.
Yep.
Like, if you told me I spent 40, 50 bucks on this game, and this is what I got, no.
Yeah.
So, yes, it is essentially a mini game. Really weird. I felt it's weird that they call it checkpoints. Now, the Grand Prix was okay with running against yourself. I did probably enjoy that a little bit more than King Dedede. But, I don't know. Really weird game.
It's bullshit game is what it is. I could not beat King DDD. He wrecked my ass the entire time.
So I just feel like when I sit here and talk about Spring Breeze and the gameplay being slow, they answered my question and gave me something fast-paced. But it really wasn't fun, and if it, like, I could see...
Like I said, it was weird.
As it goes on, and you, I expect to get to the next level, and they introduce something, like an aspect, a mechanic, a skill. And then, like, it keeps going from there, because there's a lot of games that start off slowing. No, by the time, like, you really start to get your feel, and you're like, okay, the game's over. And I'm like, I beat it. I don't ever want to play it again. Like, that was the problem, is there's no replay. Like, if you kept getting shit-whipped, you would want to keep playing it to beat the game. But once I beat it, I'm like, yeah, I'm done with it. There's no replayability here. Yeah. But, you know, to me, that was it. And I don't really have much of an opinion of it, other than if you told me this was a legit Kirby game that got released, I'd tell you it was a cash grab. It was okay. I was very heartbroken. I thought this was going to be my favorite game mode out of it when I seen it, and it wasn't. It probably wasn't my least favorite. Yeah, it might have been my least favorite. But it was something different than normal Kirby, which is like, I need something different than a normal Kirby game. But it was just okay at best. Do you have any grievances you want to air other than just getting shit whipped in it?
No, it's just bullshit. I get the premises. I get it. But King DDD on me was fast as fuck. I did not like the entire aspect of the game. It was a cool concept at first. But it was 100% bullshit.
Okay. So, we're ready to move it into the next game.
Let's move it to the next game.
It is Dynablade. So, here is kind of a brief synopsis of Dynablade. So, Dynablade is apparently the big fucking bird. Like, Pokemon mechanical fucking bird.
Now there is. But back then, there was no mechanical Pokemon. That was more Digimon.
Okay. It's a Digimon top fucking bird, then. I stand corrected. So basically, it's fucking up damn Dreamland's food. Their crops. Destroying the crops.
Again. What does Kirby do?
So this is the synopsis I wrote right here. Dynablade destroying crops. That's the synopsis for every fucking Kirby game, which is a weak-ass storyline.
The food.
He's
a pink floaty foot that likes to suck off and eat.
So there's four levels that you must clear and face off and suck off to get across against Dynablade. And there's a couple mini bosses. We'll say it. It looks good. It sounds good.
Yeah, I get that.
What did I write?
God, you can't read your own handwriting.
No. I wrote cannon shot okay.
So after you beat a level, you do the cannon shot.
That was it. I'm trying to figure out what the hell. Because there was other cannons I did not like in some of these games. One of the differences to me that was a little familiar that I did enjoy was the open world as you went to level select reminded me of Mario
3. 100% reminded me of Mario.
And I'm like, okay, well, you're associating me with a game that is fucking beloved.
And it's Mario World.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Mario World.
Mario World.
It is Mario World. Mario 3 did have something like that, but you're right. It does remind me of Mario World.
It's more Mario World.
And so you're associating something with a game that is arguably the number one game for a lot of people. Like, yeah. You know, fucking Mount Rushmore up there. I mean, I don't know that it's on my Mount Rushmore, but I can't tell you why it shouldn't be on yours. I mean, it's fucking good.
That's a hard game to beat.
Super Mario All-Stars with Super Mario World.
Granted.
Mind you, that's the thing when we come across it. We got Super Mario All-Stars, and then you got Super Mario All-Stars plus Super Mario World.
Which...
So you've got to have to leave one spot to put it at least one above the...
Yeah.
Okay. But it did have an aspect like the world stage of that, the movement, and I liked that.
It was nice.
Hey, it worked with Super fucking Mario World.
It did.
Go back to it, you know.
Again, it falls back to the thing. If you're wanting to copy something, copy the best, right?
Yes. And now, I felt like this was, to me, this was the most Mario game of them all. Because the thing, this was the first, you know, I think this was the second game that I played.
Oh, really?
I think it was the second game in line. I don't know. It was the second one I played.
No, whenever you asked me the order, I 100% done the order that I sent. I done Spring Breeze. I done the Gourmet bullshit.
No, you're right. You're right. I went Spring Breeze, Gourmet,
and then Dino.
And then Dino Blade. So you're right. It's been a minute.
That's 100% how I did this.
So there was parts in the level where it actually had the screen that was scrolling left or right, forcing you to move. Which was bullshit because I couldn't figure out how to get the fucking power off Kirby to get another damn power. But at that point, I'm like, okay. Well, this to me, out of all the games, was more Mario feeling than anything else.
You're not supposed to compare it to Mario.
I'm not comparing it, but
you're saying Mario.
No. They're putting themselves in there. They give me a level that looks like Super Mario World. Cool. Two thumbs up. Hey, what? Not every Mario World, but how many I'm like on them battleships where it's forcing you from left to right very slowly.
That is true.
Did the same thing, and I did kind of enjoy it. Other than I'm horrible at the mechanics of Kirby, so I'm not like dogging it. I'm not saying that Mario World was better than it, but it was a Mario feeling Kirby.
There you go.
So I will say to me this. The break it is the same. It's a fucking Kirby game. Like, the one thing I hate about these Kirby games is there's not really a whole lot of fucking difference in it. The same problem you have with one Kirby game, you have with all of them. But I will say the biggest thing to me, out of all the games that we played on here, is I felt like this one had a better flow than the other games. Not necessarily a better pace, but I felt like the game itself progressed. And probably one of the biggest things I'm going to say that I hated about it is it's super fucking short.
Yep. So, here's my thing. Is I enjoyed this one. It was like Spring Breeze.
Okay.
Which is pretty much what it is.
Right.
Because like you said, all Kirby games are the same, pretty much. Here's the thing that I liked about it. Is this one here seemed like the levels were a little longer.
Right.
Which means the game was a little longer for me. So that's my take for this. And then the controllers were still just as good. They weren't that bad. You're still a Kirby. You're still a pink fuck that likes to suck off people's powers.
They're sucking shit off.
And use people and enslave them. Again, same complaint as all the other Kirby games. The fucking umbrellas. Still hate that power up.
I'm going to tell you, too. After playing Kirby Dream Course, which I'm very fond of, and I ain't played it in years. I ain't played it since probably my sophomore year of high school. All those power-ups, you get those fucking power-ups in the game. So, like, you are Kirby, and you're shooting him as, like, a golf ball, and if you shoot too hard or you're going across the ice, you can use that umbrella and, like, skirt yourself and stop over the hole and fall in. I don't know. I'm excited. Like,
Why does that sound like Mario Golf?
Kirby's Dream Course, I'm going to say it, it's the best Kirby game that I've played. I've played these eight, and then that. So,
we'll see.
I also stand on a mountain with Mega Man Soccer, and we'll see how that holds up. I see quite a few people shitting on it nowadays, but...
See, I'm not going to lie. One of my favorite Mario games was on the GameCube.
Which one?
Mario Baseball. I despise baseball, but Mario Baseball,
Super Sluggers.
Yeah, or so. Mario something like that. It was amazing. It was so good. I will say the Mario Soccer was good too, but then they remade it for the Switch, and it's absolute bullshit.
Yeah, it's. I didn't care much for it.
And I didn't like Mario Golf on the Switch either. I like it better on the GameCube.
I've not played that one. I've heard Mario Aces, the tennis
game. I heard it's fire.
Okay, so Dino Blade. It's a Kirby game, but instead of D to D, you're going against Dino Blade.
You're going against a bladed chicken.
Everything
or a bladed peacock.
Almost everything I said that you know it flows better. It's still slow gameplay. It's still everything I had a problem with in the Kirby's
Spring Breeze. One, same.
I've got
thing.
The same thing.
Here. Yeah.
The same things that are good are essentially that.
Yep.
You could have actually put. Dino Blade is like stage 7 and 8 of Spring Breeze if it went that far, and I would believe it's the same fucking game.
Yeah.
All the Kirby games, if you put them together, level to level to level to level to level, I feel like, at least in this collection that we've played, that for the most part, the Kirby games that are Kirby games, they feel the same. Like, it's like one continuous game.
I agree with that.
So we've did. You've got any more grievances on that?
No, I mean, again, my same grievance with Dino Blade is still one of the same grievances as Spring Breeze. Gourmet Rush is the double tap to sprint. Still not a fan of that. Give me a button to use, because there was useless buttons on the controller that could have been used for that.
Okay, so we're coming in at 50 minutes. So we're not going to be doing ranking. We're not going to be doing price charting. I feel like price charting has to be in the second half of this. Do you want to knock out a couple of the mini games? Do you want to do some reviews? I mean, we can do Samurai Kirby or Megaton Punch if you're ready for that.
Yeah.
Because they're not really a whole lot to put to it. And then, like I say, I got fun facts and reviews. I kind of feel like fun facts belongs in this one.
Okay, yeah, let's do
those. So when we finish up on next week, we'll do the price charting
ranking,
and we got speed runs. Oh, we can knock them out today too. Okay.
Unless you have speed runs for each independent game.
No, it's just 100% and
of the Kirby.
Yes, get beating it. Period.
Okay, that's at the end.
Okay, so next week then, because I feel like reviews need to be next week.
Oh yeah.
Fun facts, I feel like, will be good fun ones for, because as ignorant to Kirby as I am, I thought the fun facts were pretty fucking fun. And they could be, you know, common shit.
He's a little pink fuck that likes to suck off people.
So next week, we're going to do the Great Cave/Cove Adventure.
Yep.
Revenge of Meta Knight, Milky Way Wishes, The Arena. I say let's knock out Samurai Kirby and Megaton Punch. So you tell me Samurai Kirby. And he looks like Kirby as a samurai. That's one thing is Kirby, I kind of feel like every time they brand him as something,
he
like,
hates that persona.
They just put a hat on him, and he kind of fucking looks like
that.
Yeah. I've seen one where there's a mugshot of Kirby. Let me see if I actually got this. And they put like a little bit of stubble on him. And I'm like, you know what? This you kind can of see fucking that. Works.
Yeah.
Look at this. Don't he look like a fucking criminal?
He does. He
got a little
yeah, you know, a little Band-Aid stubble, a little Band-Aid, a little scarring. Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, he's kind of a plain slate that everybody loves. So you can kind of, like, I bet there's some fucking ridiculous Kirby fan art out there.
Oh, yeah.
And I bet they look fucking awesome.
I do know that in Smash Brothers, it becomes so much better. Just because if you play Smash Brothers Ultimate or Brawl.
Does he suck their abilities out of
it? Yes, he does. Like, you can suck Banjo and Kazooie.
Both of them at one time?
Yeah. And you become both
one,
of them.
It's one, right?
Banjo. Yeah, Banjo is the main thing. Kazooie's the thing that lives in the back.
Okay.
But okay. Yeah. He
two can, at one time.
Yeah, yeah. Double dicking this, buddy.
Okay.
And then he becomes them. You can also suck off Duck Hunt, which is, again, two in one.
Okay.
But you can suck off Cloud, Ryu, Ken, and each one of them, like, he has an aspect, and you're like, I can tell who you sucked off this go around.
Yeah, I'm going to
because,
tell
you like
this.
You said, Kirby's a blank slate.
No, this is probably going to piss
you
off.
He's not innocent at all.
He's probably going to piss you off. I've played one game of Smash Brothers ever, and it was like 2 years ago. I never had no fucking friends play Smash Brothers.
Look, I'll play against you.
Oh, yeah. Everybody wants to play against you when you say, I've never played. But they pull their fucking dick out and slap it all over you. And they're like, you suck. Move. And I'm like, I know I suck, motherfucker.
Here's the thing. I'm so, like, I'm not tooting my own horn, but I played a guy who done this, played Smash Brothers competitively for a living. And he's like, I could enter championship games. All right. I'm just saying that's what he said. Now, here's the thing. I'm to the point now to where I will allow you to choose the character that you want to get beat by.
I don't know which ones are good.
I know. That's the thing is I'm sitting here like telling people like, hey, you want to play Smash Brothers? Cool. I'm just going to go ahead and inform you. You're not going to win. And then I'm like, you know what? Just to add salt to the wound, who do you want me to whoop your ass with?
See, I've just got an issue when I'm sitting here alone and somebody comes over, another dude, and they look at me and say, hey, you want to smash? And I'm like, I don't know. I feel weird about saying, sure.
You want to sit there and go, I needed an adult question mark.
So these other two games, Samurai Kirby and Megaton Punch, I've not did a write-up on them
because
there ain't really a whole lot to it. So this is essentially, to me, these are what I would expect in a Mario Party game.
Yep. That's exactly what I was...
So Samurai Kirby, I think they give him like a little fucking hair swig.
With a little sword and the little
and thing. So the whole point of this game that has both these games have like pretty much zero replayability. Just yeah. A spoiler alert:
you play them once and you're like, oh, okay.
It's like imagine picking a Mario Party game and playing it over and over and try to tell me the replayability if that's the only game you had to play. That's what these are. So yep. Samurai Kirby, you basically go up against one of Kirby's foes, D to D or whatever. And so what it does is it reads. It's like a plant.
Yep.
Wheat, reeds, or what. So basically, you're sitting there, and I guess you essentially got your sword. And when it shows a picture of that, you hit the button as quick as you can.
Yep.
And whoever hits the button first, you or the computer, it kills them. Now, I've seen one where he hits it with the sword. I think there's one like D to D. I hit him with like a pie in the face or whatever.
Yep.
And so the whole point of the game is that, oh, you made it to stage two. And then you do it again. And it isn't like really predictable when the, at least it wasn't for me, when the reed hits and or whatever the sign is to hit the button, but you're just sitting there constantly watching at it. And of course, in my opinion, all of a sudden my face starts fucking itching. Like there, I can't sit still because I know I need to pay attention and I can't fucking do it. And so like I made it like stage three and then I got fucking hit and I'm like, okay, I've seen enough of this game. But it is kind of a cool mini game. Compared to the other Kirby games, and I would rather play. I will say I'd rather play these two little mini games as two other Kirby games that are just like the other Kirby games. At least it was like a palate cleanser.
I would rather play this than Gourmet Dash.
I don't know. I like Gourmet Dash.
Of course you would. I don't. I hate it.
So, Samurai Kirby was, I guess, charming, you would say. And I don't know there's really a whole lot. It's super short. There's really not enough to give you a positive or negative. It's okay. You play it 5 minutes later, you never want to play it again. Then you have Megaton Punch. So I don't understand really the whole concept of it. It's kind of like Samurai Kirby. I feel like they're just making shit up, Josh. So Megaton Punch, from what I gather, is just a fucking made-up game that they have. And you've got like a brick of some sort, or like a stone. And it's you versus another person. Indians are going at the same time, which fucked me up the first time. And so I'm just like, so the first time, so you've got like these two, I guess you would call bullseyes,
yeah,
that are going around. And so the whole point is you're trying to put as much power into this block as you can. And so as I'm trying to focus, then the other person hits it, and you hear the thing go boom, and you see a block break. So what you got to do is wait until the crosshairs meet over the stone, and you try to hit your button as close to that as you can, and then a power meter comes up, and you try to hit, or it's like going back and forth, and you're trying to hit the power.
Yeah.
And once you do that, then it. So when the other person hits the stone, you're on like a star planet, I guess, is what you would call it. And it starts cracking the star. So that's how hard you hit it, is how far it cracks the star.
Yep.
So then when Kirby hits it, then if your crack goes farther than the opponent's, then
you win.
And if it doesn't, you lose. And that's the whole game.
Yep.
Great games to maybe put between the stages of fucking Kirby games.
Yep.
In my opinion.
I agree.
You know, because Samurai Kirby, I mean, if you got bad reaction, you're just going to suck at it. Megaton Punch, you just got to figure out what you're doing. But I feel like if you put them in the in-between, like every other level of a Kirby, like by the second or third time, you'd be good at it. But
great mini-game loading screen. Yeah.
Hey, put it in Mario Party. Probably pretty fucking good in Mario Party.
So can you imagine? They have those in Mario Party.
Are they Mario Party?
Yeah. No, not those.
That style.
But yeah, exactly that style.
I will say Megaton Punch, when the opponent is hammering out that damn block, if you had three other people doing it, that would fuck with me. Yeah. Like,
because in Mario Party, the new one at least on the Wii, well, one of the new ones on the Wii, there's this ability or this game called Punch Glove. And that's it. It's all of you going at the same time, and your objective is to punch the hardest to break a stone. So, but you're seeing all other three people go at one time, and they're going off different cadences, which fuck you up. And then the Mario reaction time
or the Kirby Reaction Time with the Samurai one is multiple games already, which is like a spot the difference. And the first one, spot the difference, throws up the top. There's also several different ones, like I guess it's rock, paper, scissors type deal, but it's punch, kick, power, whatever the fuck it is, and you hit like A, B, Y, or something bullshit like that, and it's all y'all have to react at the same time, but different things.
Okay. So, yeah, they're okay. As standalone games, that's not what these are made as.
No.
But they're okay. So,
like you said, 100% load screen minigames. Yeah.
So, I guess at the end of the day, that probably is going to wrap up our gameplay. That puts us at an hour. That's actually, like, that puts us in good shape. I would say next week's episode will probably be similar, about an hour to hour and a half by the time we do the rankings and stuff like that.
Yep.
So let's move on to a little, we'll wrap this up with some fun facts.
Okay.
Now I'm ignorant, and so here's some of the ones, like there's some that I think are really cool, and then some that are just okay. So this is, some of these are basic Kirby, because I don't know shit about Kirby, is they say that Kirby's texture is a mix between a cake pop and a warm stress ball.
Sure.
They also say that Kirby is unknown what sex he is. They said that he's often referred to as a boy. I think there's a female that is a voice actor. But even though I think everybody generally refers to Kirby as a male.
Kirby's Kirby.
Sakurai has said it could be female and nobody's ever confirmed.
Let's say Kirby's Kirby. That's about like Grogu. Baby Yoda. It's just Grogu.
Here's a fun one. This one is a little bit more fun. Do you know officially how tall Kirby is?
Oh, dude, short as fuck.
He's officially 8 inches tall.
Like, yeah.
There's a picture of him.
Yeah, like I said, I know for a fact that he's short as fuck.
Weight remains unknown, but they know he's about 8 inches tall.
He's dense as fuck because he likes to suck off people.
Of course. Apparently, he don't know how to read.
Yeah, that's about right.
Because I guess there's a part in one game where he gets a letter from Meta Knight and King Dedede, and he can't read it.
Which is weird, because Meta Knight is like his alternate ego type deal.
And he doesn't, even though he celebrated 30th anniversary with Nintendo, nobody really knows how old he is.
Yeah.
And they had talked about how there was a go-between of what color he was supposed to be. Somebody wanted to make him yellow, and somebody wanted to make him in another color.
So
they ended up settling with pink. Where they were going white.
So I know the fun fact behind that, too. Here's a fun fact for your fun fact.
Okay.
If you
don't out-fun fact my fun fact.
If you play Smash Brothers or any of the variations, every alternate color you can choose of Kirby is all the alternate colors that they thought Kirby to be.
Okay. So here's the ones that I thought.
Because there was blue, red, yellow, white, and a lavender color.
And there seems to be so much love for Kirby. I feel like I'm going to find more fun facts by next week. Maybe not, but these to me were the more fun of the facts.
Yeah.
In the PAL region, so not in Japan and not in North America, but instead of it being, what was it, Kirby Superstar, it was called Kirby's Fun Pack. Still sounds okay. Don't sound as good.
Nah, don't. Yeah.
Many of Kirby's music tracks have been remixed into different games, such as Super Smash Brothers.
Yep.
Same as the stages. So here, this one is pretty interesting. So, you know, you might put this in your hat for when it comes to price charting. So I'm not going to give you any hints other than the normal hints as you're guessing. But it says this was one of the last Super Nintendo games released. It was released 3 months before the launch of the N64.
Ooh.
So it's late in the life cycle. Of course, it's, you know, you're getting Kirby's, you know, I've got his fucking Nintendo. I don't know if he had one or two NES games, but he probably had. He had to have. Okay, so he had Kirby's Dream Course. I think there was Kirby 3 at this point. Kirby's Avalanche, because I could have actually bought that one today, but it was way overpriced. So there's been several Kirby games by the time this one came out. So Kirby is well established, but I thought it was kind of... I would say it would be a cash grab to put the games in together if they were the legitimate games just to try to get more money. But I don't know how many of these were legitimate Kirby games. I think there was only really like one or two of these that were like a sole Kirby game. And here is probably... Oh, where are you topping out there? Yeah, are you you're researching or you're texting? One of
I'm texting because Jennifer is wanting to know if I can buy her a book that's limited edition. But here's the also.
I thought you were like hammering something out because I was gonna get my favorite one.
No. The only thing is that you're expecting me. I thought about making a note to remember the fun or the little hint for the price charting for this. I'm not gonna lie. I absolutely disagree with that. I'm just going to go into it. Hopefully next week I remember it. That seems like a problem for future me.
Yes, that is. So
here, maybe I'll add it to the map.
So, and this is just kind of the, you know, there's some Kirby lore here. And This is what I found. I can't be wrong because, you know, the internet is wrong from time to time. But
no, everything you read on the internet is 100% true.
So Kirby was... originally going to be called P-O-P-O-P-O. Po-po-po?
Yeah, po-po-po.
In the early developments, but they changed it to Kirby after John Kirby, which was a lawyer from Nintendo. And that lawyer is the one that helped them win the lawsuit with Universal to give them the rights in the name of Donkey Kong. It said that he got free copies of Kirby's Adventure. So apparently, instead of po-po-po, they ended up calling him Kirby after the lawyer that helped him with Donkey Kong.
How did the Universal own Donkey Kong?
Well, Donkey Kong was also like an Atari and shit like that. So. Yeah. But then the
other... Well, it wasn't Donkey Kong. It was Jumpman and the Monkey.
I've got Donkey Kong, I think, on the Atari. So, I don't know. There was a fight over that.
Okay.
But... So then
that sounds like a fun facts for Donkey Kong.
The next part about him going for Donkey Kong. So another fun fact that they did for John Kirby was they gave him a sailboat roughly appraised at about $30,000. And they named it Donkey Kong. And they gave him the exclusive rights to name any sailboat or any boat that he owns as Donkey Kong.
That's
so
funny.
Apparently Robert Kirby must have went in there like goddamn Harvey Specter,
yeah,
and rubbed his dick all over these, yeah, other, like he must have won. I would imagine that just winning that shit for Donkey Kong is fucking millions back in the early 80s, yeah, you know. Well, I guess this would have been in the 90s if their name.
I'm curious how much that is roughly estimated at now, because technically anything that he owns named Donkey Kong is technically a limited edition collector's item, right?
I mean, that's
the way I would take it.
I'm going to look how much the name Donkey Kong is worth.
Probably too much.
Oh my God, what does Donkey Kong mean in slang? I'm a scared. An uncivilized or ill-mannered person. Well, I don't really care. There is way more... but either way. So I just thought it was kind of funny that a fucking lawyer essentially got a fucking video game character named after him.
Yeah.
The other part is like, would you be flattered if Kirby is the guy? You know, they'd be like, you sadly fat fuck.
No. Sadly, no. Because all you're not. Well, hold up. Lawyers do suck the soul out of people. So.
Yeah.
There may be a tie into there because all Kirby does is suck the power off of people.
So that's where I've got. If I feel like we're at a good stopping point after some fun facts now. Like I say, the reviews may help sway you one way or another. We got our price charting. We got some crazy ass, I tell you, these fucking speedruns are fucking ridiculous. And there are like 100 fucking entries for these speedruns. I was laughing because I'm like, oh shit. Like, I don't know. But either way, I guess we're going to close up part one right here. We're going to come back with part two. I don't know what we're going to call the episode next week. Maybe 63.5 or something like that.
Yeah.
Because I don't want it to fuck up with the rest of the episodes. I'm not really sure what to call this. But we're going to come back. Next week, we're going to do the other games. We're going to do price charting, reviews, speed runs. And then we're going to do a quick pro and con of the whole collection.
Yep.
I have a feeling that we'll be about an hour and a half next week.
Yeah. So all right, guys. An hour and a half seems like a solid one.
If you ain't had enough sucking off and enough Kirby, come back next week, and then we will get on to a new game, guys.
Yep.
All right. See ya.
See ya.